Senate Bill 151 limits certain charges and provide to the right to rescind with regard to a certain installment loan contracts. And then when we finish that, there's a discussion we want to talk about, maybe moving a bill off of the table that we deferred. I think we deferred that bill, didn't we? That has to do with some utilities. So we can leave a few minutes here. But this should, I don't want to take a long time on this 151, because we've been around the block several times on that one. So if we can move forward with that, that's great. And I probably should turn this over to Senator Brown, since I'm the lead on this one. So do you want to take that and slide with it? And
well, I think we've had the discussion on it, and I think we left it with the possibility of seeing if something could be done with this bill, or if there was a suggestion to maybe study it a little bit further at another date. So with that, I guess we should bring up the proponents. And we'll have one proponent and one opponent, and we will just do this very briefly.
My statement will be very brief at the end of hers.
I get my major concern is, did we come up with something or did we not?
Senator Brown, thank you, and members of the committee. Mr. Kenneke met.
Please identify yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Joni Cutler with the South Dakota Advocacy Network for Women. Thank you. And we did have a good discussion. Our problem is we're in the midst of a time crunch. We took one of the things I took a notice of Mr. Haig's suggestion that he had worked on the North Dakota model, and that's what we've handed out to you. What I'd like to see happen is to see this bill pass out of committee and offer a hoghouse amendment that would incorporate most of what you see in this Deferred Providers Act from North Dakota. I've had a chance to look over Minnesota, Nebraska, Montana, North Dakota, parts of Colorado, and parts of Kansas law. I've also had a chance to look over the model legislation that the AARP supports and comes from the National Consumer Law Center. And the North Dakota model fits in nicely with that. It's actually more generous than most of the models from the other states. By doing this, we would exempt out the concerns that Mr. Gerdes had about the people he represented and the people that Mr. Brown represented. And so by doing this, we could get those concerns out of there, and it's a very clean way to deal with the issue. The definitions that are addressed and the licensure requirements, the definitions come from model legislation that's been studied and proposed across the country to deal with what I guess we call deferred providers. I know that the opponents probably won't want to see this happen, but I'm asking that you push this forward, get it on the floor, see the amendment. You have time to look over what's in the North Dakota Act. If we had more time, I could go through it section by section. It does limit, the highlights are that it does limit to one rollover, as we were suggesting in this bill, and also provides for the one-day right to rescind. It caps the amount that these types of lenders can lend to $500, and that is actually more generous than most of the other states. I think it's outside of the fees. But that is more generous than most of the other states. The model legislation calls for a $300 cap. It's on page 34 and 35. It starts on the with point number 3 and 4. A licensee may not disburse more than $500 to the maker of a check in a deferred presentment service transaction. And then it goes on to describe in paragraph 4 that is an aggregate face value of all outstanding checks from any one maker exceeding $500, which is payable, blah, blah, blah. But it also prohibits for 3 days entering into another transaction. I know that there's just a lot to digest about this, but one thing I want to tell you is that from doing as much study as I have, this is not difficult. It's pretty straightforward. It's like any other section of law where you have a section of definition, you have a section of licensure requirements, and then you have basically what is the Best Practices Act on what's labeled page 35, points 8 through 12. And I have been able to give copies of this to all of the opponents except Mr. Haig, who I don't believe is here today, but he's the one who said he worked on the North Dakota legislation. So I would ask you to move the bill on.
Senator McCracken, question?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I think when we were here before, there was five opponents. Have you worked with all the opponents on this particular process?
Mr. Kenneke met with us yesterday, and a lot of the ideas about that are found in this. I haven't had time. I've gone to each of the opponents today as I've been able to find them and give them this handout. I just got this yesterday afternoon, the actual North Dakota model. I've had this that I've been studying for a while, which is the model statute and all the states in it. So they're trying to digest it at the same time we all are.
I would appreciate it if there's a question asked, just answer the question as quickly as we can. We only got a couple of minutes, and we got Representative Davis that we want to hear.
Sure.
Another question?
So your proposal is that we pass out Senate Bill 155 as we have it here?
Yes.
And then this gets hogged. Do we have a chance to study this, and it gets hog-housed on?
Yes, and during the time that we have left, then I can take opponents' concerns. I'm happy to meet with any and all of them before we get the draft for the Hog House Amendment.
Representative Davis?
I'll be very short. This committee indicated the other night that we should get together and work on a solution. You heard us set up a meeting for 10:15 on Monday morning, and the only opponent who showed up was Brett. So we worked with Brett for that time, and then we decided that because Rex Haig had been here and had talked about this wonderful bill that North Dakota had that he had worked on, so I thought, you know, we assumed that this is going to be the kind of things they would okay, because it's already been okayed in North Dakota, we proceeded to obtain Rex's bill that he worked on. And we came up with what we're saying now. It eliminates most of the other people. It just deals with the area that we have a concern with. And we really, really, and I think I got that feeling from the committee the other night, this is something we need to deal with this year and not leave it go another year or to a summer study or something. But we need to deal with it this year. And so we're asking you to proceed as Joni said and allow us to get it written up into the right form for South Dakota and then have it hoghoused on to 151 tomorrow. And by then you'll have had not tomorrow, it would be on Thursday. You will have had an opportunity to study it and then discuss it on the floor. And we think it's important enough that we would ask you to please do this. So thank you very much. You heard all the other testimony the other night.
Thank you very much, Representative Davis. Opponents, brief period of time. We've got about 2 minutes, correct?
As Joni said, I've seen this, I mean, it's very complex, but as much as I've read, it would alleviate the concerns of my client. I also want to say, correct Representative Davis, I was there yesterday too at 10:15. I didn't happen to find him. I thought we were supposed to meet in the LRC library and didn't see him there, and so apparently they were in some other location. But
please. One more.
I thought maybe that he was going to say what we're concerned with this. I missed the meeting 10:15. I didn't know it was going to occur. That's my fault. But I've been working on some different avenues on this, and we're not satisfied with seeing this for 15 minutes and passing it.
I forget, but you should identify yourself.
I'm sorry. My name is Harry Christensen. I represent the Consumer Finance Alliance. It's a group of these companies. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. But, I saw it. I was reading through it, and, I don't have a time to react to it. And I guess I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about a process that deals with a complex matter like that and doesn't, come in well planned out beforehand what we're going to do, how we're going to affect our lending laws.
Any questions from the committee? If not, thank you very much. And we are closed for committee discussion and action on Senate Bill 151.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Munson.
Go ahead.
Oh. Senator Valesky, on the net. I certainly appreciate what Mr. Christensen just said. But, you know, we've done a lot of things in this legislative process. We just took a bill off the table in another committee, and we're going to take a bill off the table here in a few minutes. And I think it's an important enough issue. I really do. And listen, this is just the Senate side. If we pass this bill at 151, we put it on the floor, and then these people, Mr. Christensen, Mr. Gerdes, Representative Davis, Mrs. Cutler, they can all get together and try to come up with something. If they can't, then we might not get anything done this session. But I think give them a chance. Give them an opportunity. So therefore, based on the assurances that there will be some fruitful negotiations so that a proper amendment can be offered, I will move due pass on Senate Bill 151.
I'll second that.
We have a motion to due pass and a second.
Mr. Chairman. And you know, and I think I would like to see all sides get together and spend the next day till Thursday to see if this does and see where it's at. But it gives us a chance to continue on where we're at. And I apologize, I'm in this location. You know, yesterday we were there, so.
Senator Bogue.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And I truly appreciate Joni's willingness to bring this back and her assurances that we'll get this worked out, but I just can't. I mean, this is a whole revision to the code. I mean, this isn't a simple changing height restrictions or distance restrictions on power lines that we're doing a simple tweak. This is a major rewrite. Now, maybe we need to do something, but we need to do something before today. And it's an abdication of the committee's responsibility and of the Senate's responsibility to say, well, we'll fix it at the next step. And I think there is time. This has been an issue. It'll continue to be an issue, and I think we can continue to work on it. And this may be the final version that we all adapt, but, Mr. Chairman, with that, I would make a motion to defer to the 36th legislative day.
We have a substitute motion to the 36th legislative day. Do I hear a second? It dies for lack of a second. We're back to the original motion, due pass.
Further discussion?
Discussion, Senator Whiting.
Well, no, normally I would agree with the point that Senator Bogue is making, but I think my impression that this the problems in this industry are so blatant, so clear that something does need to be done. I would tend to go along with this. So if we can be convinced that this is not the solution between now and the time this goes to the floor, then obviously we can vote it down on the floor.
Well, I kind of feel the same way myself. I somewhat agree with Senator Bogue that these late minute fixes aren't a very good situation for the whole deal. And I think it is a little bit more complicated than we really think it is. But I think the proponents have worked fairly hard, and I think I will support having it down on the floor, and I'll also support killing it if it doesn't come up to snuff.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bogue.
Obviously, I didn't get any support from the committee the first time, so let's try this another way then. We'll give them the time, but make them prove their point. I would make a substitute motion to send this out without recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion to be 151 go down to the floor without recommendation. Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Motion has been seconded. Further comments on that motion? Hearing none. The secretary will call the roll. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay.
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye. Sutton? Valesky?
No.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
No.
5-2.
151 will go to the floor with no recommendation.